Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. In the past, I have done a podcast show titled Colors of Spring. Yeah, and you know what? We all love when those colors begin to pop. Well, this show is called The Sounds of Spring. I have heard this sound many times before in my life. Give you a cool example. We were hiking through Shenandoah National Park. Right outside the park, we rented a log cabin. Beautiful cabin built right on a stream. This sound was coming from the stream. It was so loud, I almost, and I'm saying almost, could not sleep at night. Because you see, it's not that it's going to keep me awake. I just sort of sit there with a big old smile on my face, listening to it until I guess I do doze off. Example I can give you on that one is where I used to live. Every now and then a screech owl would be in the tree right outside my bedroom window. And I would just, hey, I'm a sound sleeper. He would wake me up. I would wake up and I would just listen to him until he stopped or she stopped. And it was just so cool of a sound. So I give you that. And last example before you find out who he is or who she is with Gabby about a year ago going to my mom and dad's. And as we're pulling up into where they live, I could hear this sound probably about 100 yards away, and it's deafening. And I go, Gab, come on. So I drive up there, and I let her listen to the sound. She doesn't see the culprits, but she hears the sound. Well, hey, now, I am on my own farm. I've got my own fields and ponds and woodlands and forests and wetlands and boulder fields, and I'm sure lions and tigers and bears, oh my, all that. Well, so now, let's take a listen to this sound. Can you identify it? If you said sleigh bells about the sound, you're wrong, but some people compare it to sleigh bells. I don't get it, but that's a common one. Don't know. Well, this is actually the mating call of the spring peeper. I recorded it last night near one of my ponds. And I go out there, and I'm not exaggerating. I'm on my front porch, so I step outside the door. And it is loud and deafening, as you could imagine, as I walk down to the pond doing some recording. And I get back in the house, and I am at the furthest point in my home. Doors closed. I'm in my music room, and it's like they're in the next room. That's how loud this sound is. It's thousands of the males doing a mating call. And think about like the level of sound that you're hearing from a frog that's only an inch and a half tall. And an inch and a half is max. Most of them are like an inch tall.
This show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com.
So, yesterday in the afternoon, I'm working on one of my ponds. I'm hearing the intermittent calls, and they're going and then subsiding, and some are near the pond, some are near the wetlands, the stream that comes into the pond, and then they subside. And then I'm hearing a barred owl call daytime. And again, I've heard owls call in the daytime, but he was calling like all afternoon that I'm working out there. And when the peepers began to call, every now and then a frog near the pond, different species, said, hey, I think I'll chime in too. And I heard a little bit about that. So I did my job out by the pond. Then I returned with one of my cameras with a great zoom lens and obviously a recorder that can record like sound that's so crisp and clear. Well, I didn't photograph any of the spring peepers because they are what I call camo plus creatures. They blend in so well with their surroundings. Their color is brown, gray, or olive, and it's got a white belly. You can ID them if you can find them. It's got a dark cross on the back, and if you're able to get close enough, it's got dark bands on his legs. Well, with my camera, and I am searching edges of the ponds, leaf litter, and I could not find one. Guess what? I'll be back out there. First, got to do your work. Well, I don't really call it work because I enjoy every bit about what I do here on the farm. And first, I got to do my work, and then I will go in search of the elusive spring peeper. Well, the males, when you see them calling, they have this, and it is, think about their size, it's got a large bubble under his mouth, which really is his vocal sac. And to make the sound that he makes, he closes his nostrils and his mouth, and he squeezes his lungs to make that unique, high-pitched sound. Well, the female in the mating season is, you know, March because of, yesterday the temps are a little bit warm here. March through June, the female is going to lay about 1,200 eggs, and she lays them on submerged vegetation. You might find a dead piece of vegetation, a new growth of vegetation. And in 4 to 15 days, there are tadpoles. Tadpoles born, they have gills, they're breathing underwater, and they will feed on algae and detritus. And detritus happens to be dead vegetation there. And then some of them get eaten by salamander larvae, but the survivors undergo metamorphosis. And 2 to 3 months later, we have adult spring peepers. These tiny little creatures prefer to be on the ground, and they are in the wetlands, the woodlands next to my water and the pond areas. And I am going to tell you an awesome animal fact, because I always like to give these really cool facts, but not just yet. So the suspense is building. Well, here you go. Let's talk about what spring peepers eat. They feed on ants, caterpillars, spiders, and here's something, because again, you say, okay, so what is their purpose in nature? And they control beetles, fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes. So by controlling their populations, that's a great thing to us as humans. And their predators are snakes, larger frogs. Hey, it's life in a big fishbowl. Fish, birds. But what really protects them from all those predators, even though some do get eaten, is their camo plus. In the winter. So here you go. I am going to give you the awesomely cool fact in about 17 seconds. Well, in the winter, they burrow either into the soil, or they go under logs, or they find an opening in the bark of trees, or go under leaf litter. And leaf litter is all the leaves and the organic matter that's just currently has fallen on the top layer. Well, the awesome fact is this. Drum roll, or of course, frogs, please. They produce their own antifreeze called glycerol. And this prevents, now watch this, this prevents ice crystals from forming inside the cells. And if ice crystals formed inside the cells, it doesn't matter whether it's you or them, you would die, they would die. And this antifreeze prevents them from freezing. And but think about this, that frog can actually have his heart stop while he's in this suspended condition during the wintertime. And in spring, they just thaw out. And hop goes the little peeper. Well, the largest problem for this tiny little creature is a loss of habitat. And we're losing wetlands across America. And you've heard me many times on my shows talk about the two P's, to protect and preserve habitats. And we must protect and preserve habitats so that we could hear the sound of this awesome animal. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.